Welcome to the floor of the Georgia Dome with Jay Adams, Wes Durham. Time for our game preview on AtlantaFalcons.com. Week 3, very quick, I might add. 11 days to the third ball game, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? That's not so bad after the performance in Week 2. You know, you come out and you hope for big things in Week 2, and things just don't work out that way. You've got a very short week to turn things around. And a lot of the guys said, you know what? This is good because this doesn't give us a chance to dwell on it. We've got to move on. And so, you know, you're going to see a team that's coming out looking to right the wrongs of Week 2. So I think they're pretty excited about the short turnaround.
Interesting, too, because they'll meet a Buccaneer team tonight that, quite frankly, should have won the ball game last Sunday in Tampa. Not only delayed nearly an hour and a half by rain, the ball game ends unbelievably on an injury, and therefore the 10-second runoff ends the ball game, or else they would have had a chance to kick a field goal to win.
Yeah, and we're talking about a Bucs team that everybody thought coming into this season that this is going to be a much improved team. I think, you know, anytime you bring in a new coach, you're going to have some growing pains. This is a group that's trying to find its identity, find its footing. And so the Falcons, you know, they've really got to pay attention to this team. It's a very dangerous team. Knocked up, a little injured right now, but still a very good football team.
Interesting tonight, a couple of things to keep an eye on. Bobby Rainey, the career high a year ago in the loss down in Tampa, 3 touchdowns. A lot's been said about Bobby Rainey and the run defense of Atlanta through 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's my biggest key for this game is you've got to stop the run. You've got to stop Bobby Rainey. You know what he can do because he showed you a year ago. And so really it's going to come down to that front seven for the Falcons. It's going to come down to Paul Warlow making plays behind the line of scrimmage, getting those run plays stopped. So for me, that's really where the key to this game lies.
All right, injuries could be a factor. Check online, of course, for the inactives in the ball game. Also, Mason Foster will not play for Tampa tonight, and there's a real good chance, I guess, Gerald McCoy may not play as well.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I mean, that's a banged-up Bucs defense, but the thing is they've got some quality backups that can come in. And in talking to some of the offensive linemen this week, they said, hey, those are the dangerous guys, those backups. You don't have a lot of film on them, so you can't learn their tendencies. And they're hungry. Those guys are coming in with a lot of energy. They've got something to prove. So don't think that if any of these big players for the Bucs don't play tonight that it's just going to be a walk in the park for the Falcons offensive line, because they're not looking at it that way.
Falcons and Buccaneers, first of the two meetings tonight. Don't forget, after tonight, Atlanta on the road at Minnesota, then in New York before they come back to meet the Bears. So a little bit of a road trip here for the Falcons. Follow Jay all night long and everybody else at AtlantaFalcons.com, and we'll be on radio for you with the kick at 8:25. John Michaels, Dave Archer, join me on 790 The Zone and 92.9 The Game.